And we are back from recess. First order of business is we have a Shadow Rock Trail discussion. Spencer, I think you're going to be joining us. And if you would give your name and offer what comments you have, then we'll start at that point.
Okay.
Thank you, sir.
I'm Spencer Jones with Great River Associates. I was asked to come give you maybe a history on the Shadow Rock Trail project as it relates to funding and the arrangement with, between Taney County and the city of Forsyth.
Okay.
And to kind of go back, the Shadow Rock Trail was originally intended, it was an application by the city of Forsyth through the MoDOT Transportation Enhancement Program to connect Shadow Rock Trail with the intersection up here at 160 and the near the courthouse. That was the original phase, but due to opposition from some of the property owners, the alignment was modified. And at that time, a phase two application was made by the city to go from Shadow Rock Trail or Shadow Rock Park to Empire Park. So that would be the new alignment. That project was bid out in 2003, and the contractor failed to meet their DB requirement of getting disadvantaged business enterprise participation on the project, so that bid was rejected by MoDOT. It was at that time that the city of Forsyth approached Taney County about partnering on the trail project. And it was a situation where the city of Forsyth agreed that if the county would take care of the construction management and the construction of the project, that they would provide $25,000 worth of funding towards the completion of that project. One of the things that they were going to try to do as a part of their participation on the project was to do some signage, bike racks, and trash receptacles. Well, during the construction of the project, there was a meeting held between the county and the city of Forsyth where the city said, hey, you guys have done such a great job with the project. You've got great momentum going on it. If you guys don't mind just going ahead and take care of all of the construction aspects, do that, and then we'll just provide our funding participation. So the projects were completed. The county met their obligation. The city took over maintenance and responsibility of the trail project, is my understanding. And that was the last I had heard of anything. I think the question at issue is the $25,000, whether that was taken care of by the city of Forsyth. And I don't have any documentation which shows or reflects that that was.
You want me to speak to this?
Sure, gentlemen.
Well, I came in on this. Of course, I didn't come in until January 2005. The project was already started, not anywhere close to completion. All these things that you talked about were in play. Park benches, trash receptacles, all those things were to play a part. We completed our part at... It was actually supposed to be a 50-50 split is what I think was told to me when I came in. The actual agreement was already taking place before I got here. So if I make some mistake in my language, then you try to correct me, but I understood it to be a 50-50. Well, it run more than the $25,000. It run more than the $50,000. As a matter of fact, I think it was $89,000 that the county had invested, and at that point, I asked Mr. Preston to seek out the $25,000 from the city that was owed to Taney County because we had completion of the project, even had a little ceremony-type ribbon cutting, if you would say, or whatever, to open the... There were several things that entered into this. We had a lot more work to do than the trail. And there's as everyone knows, it's down there. It's really nice. I mean, it's a really nice facility. But as time lapsed, we never received our $25,000. I brought this up probably half a dozen times. Where have we received a check from Forsyth for $25,000? Because the participation on their part for the construction and everything was not there. And never did receive a report. And I have been in contact with you, Spencer, and your company. And so far, we have not tracked any place. And if it's a mistake on my part for believing that they owe us $25,000, I need to know it. But if they owe the county $25,000, I want to pursue that either with an invoice, which I thought was going to be done through Road and Bridge, but that's where we stand on this issue. And as it was brought up the other day, and what brought it back to my attention was the fact that we received a notice, and I can't remember the lady's name, but it was through a letter that there had been an overbilling of $4,000 or so, and Taney County was due those monies. Well, that brought it to my attention again that there was $25,000 out here in the air that I wanted to take care of. And if the city of Forsyth has some explaining to do as where that obligation is, I would like to know. And if not, I would think that the county would send them a bill for $25,000 for the Shattered Rock Park. And if you can explain anything different, I would appreciate it.
The only thing different was the 50-50 or 50,000, 50,000.
It was 25-25, and then it runs okay. 89.
Yes. And so the city did obligate to 25,000. Mm-hmm. There was a resolution that they passed for that support.
Okay. All right. So is it your understanding as the engineer, and are you the responsible person to send them a notice? And I think you already have done that. I believe in years past I have received a letter from your company saying that you have approached them. Frank Preston was involved in this thing several times as far as my request to make the $25,000 happen.
Yeah, I think that it's just, I think there just needs to be direct communication with the city in regards to the $25,000 request, that they look through their documentation to see if they can verify or prove that they met that $25,000 obligation. If not, we've got supporting documentation that shows that they made that commitment, and just work out the details.
Right. Are you gentlemen, you're as informed as I am as far as what took place? I came in after the project started.
Right.
And so seeing that there was a fulfillment of our obligation, and there was actually, in the plans, there was actually things that were like culverts that needed to be put in because of water drainage. We had an actual flood event that covered the entire project, and we were worried about that, but it withstood everything. All of our layout was done for. You guys had a set of prints. We did everything according to what needed to be done. If they owe us $25,000, I want the $25,000 or some kind of obligation from them for repayment.
And you agree they passed the resolution, just not passed the funds.
That's my understanding. I mean, we don't have any documentation that reflects that they reimbursed the county that $25,000.
Then we probably need to generate an invoice or whatever the process is.
Which, and Jim, I understand exactly that's the reason it's being brought up this morning, is because I thought that invoice had already been generated and sent to them.
Well, we had delegated
Road
to,
and Bridge.
We had delegated to Frank, and
mm-hmm.
unless the auditor can find it where we did receive that money.
I think the treasurer and the auditor have been notified, and there's no record of $25,000 being transferred.
I'd be willing to follow up with the city and
would you
just
do
check
that?
Into this further. And
I wish you would, and
why don't you do that, yeah.
And if you can come up with those letters that you sent, that were sent to me.
You've
got all the documents, and it looks like quite a bit. There is quite a bit of documentation.
It's all right here.
Okay.
Gentlemen, I wonder if it wouldn't be the right thing to do to generate a letter get Spencer's input, have our staff work with him from us to the city inquiring about this and see if they have a proposed solution.
That would be great. And these monies came out of a grant, but I think their portion was actually to be, it's in their park board tax, isn't it?
I don't know what their funding source was. I just
right,
know
but
from
it's, anyway, I would just like to get this matter settled. It's been too long, and it keeps coming up in conversations. And like I said, this is probably, and you can correct me, Spencer, I probably brought this up 5 or 6 times, haven't I?
I know, but looking back, 2008 was that letter that was written to Road and Bridge to the city of Forsyth.
Right.
And I think, too, is that one thing, too, is we have finality with it as well because MoDOT conducted their audit of the project. So we know there's not going to be any other findings. The $4,000 issue, which is being addressed right now with the MoDOT to reimburse the county an additional $4,000. And then this kind of cleans up this last issue with the city of Forsyth. So should close that project out.
Would you gentlemen rather have Spencer serve as a verbal liaison between the county and the city, or should we draft an official document?
Oh, it seems how he's been involved. I would like for him to write another letter and tell him that he's met with the commission. We could write a corresponding letter.
Well, I'm torn, and I'll tell you why. A letter sometimes looks a lot more harsh than it should be. And my concern is maybe he should have a conversation followed up by a letter to soften it, because we know that they're in tough budget. They're in budget issues, and I'd like to soften the blow because they may not have even budgeted to pay us.
Well, what you're saying, Jim, is you don't want me to go speak on our behalf because I'm
I would
not
rather
be as soft as what you would.
I'd like Spencer like to soft shoe it first and then follow up with a letter, possibly.
Yeah, that's that's fine with me. And changing of administrations.
They've had a change of mayor.
They've
also
had mayor changes, alderman changes, and everybody may not be up to date on it. And so I would like for Spencer to
have him start the conversation.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, with you, Ron?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. I'll do that. I'll talk to the city clerk. She's got a good history with this project, too, so we should have all the documentation we need to address that. And then based upon our conversation, I may work with your staff on preparing that letter just to document what the agreement is and how we're going to proceed.
That would be great.
Spencer, one thing that I would like, and maybe this is what Jim's talking about as far as the softening part of it. I know there's been several things that have been proposed during these letters and this conversation that we've had with them of we'll supply the park benches. Can that be our part? Or we'll supply the trash bins. Can that be our part? Or can we do this, this, and this? And so far, the county has been out the expense. So that's what I want to get straightened out.
Okay. I'll follow up on that and report back to you.
Great. Thank you, Spencer.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Gentlemen, we've got two other items that are listed for the same time. One is the HPRP update. And if I'm understanding, Mr. Catron, knowing that we had other issues that we're going to be pressing today regarding floodwaters, has consented to come at a later time to give us that verbal update.
Right.
But he does have the written quarterly.
Monthly.
Monthly, excuse me.
Yeah.
Documentation that's necessary.
Motion to approve the monthly expenditure report for the HPRP grant for the month of March 2011.
Is there anything, Jim, on there where we always look to see if there's
negatives
on on percentage lines?
Yep, they're all good. We still have $35,000 remaining in the prevention, and we have $2,000 left on the housing relocation and stabilization portion, but no single line item is negative.
Okay, I'll just look over that part of it just to make sure.
Right. They made those changes for us.
If the girls are listening upstairs, would they please tell Spencer I need to visit with him before he goes back to Springfield?
There you go.
Do we need a motion for approval this monthly, or is it?
Commissioner Straffus did make a motion for the approval. We're waiting a second.
Yes, but here's what my question is. I know we made the motion, but we have entered this into the record before without a motion.
We've always made a motion to approve the expenditure report.
Expenditure report. Mm-hmm. Okay, let me ask you a question. Why the record?
Move your shoulder.
Hey. No, Jim, what I'm saying is when this has been presented before, we have entered it into the record because we are the main...
Right, we are the grantee.
We are the grantee.
This is the sub-grantee, but we've always motioned to approve the expenditure report.
Okay, I'm fine with that. I'll second your motion, but I need to know what we have always just took the step of making it a matter of record that applies to this, but... That'll be another subject, maybe.
Okay.
I'll second your motion.
Okay.
Motion's been made and seconded to approve the monthly expenditure report for HPRP as presented through Christian Associates, specifically Alan Catron. All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. All opposed, nay. Motion carries unanimously.
Before we
And we that. Will be receiving the verbal report that Mr. Catron had for us at a later date.
Yes, and exhibit. But what I was wanting to know, can you tell me, Jim, and because you've been here longer than Ron has on this, what we use as an entry into the record on this particular subject?
It's always a motion. It's always been a motion.
I think he's asking, do you want anything printed? Do you want anything of that report?
Oh, I think just the front page. That front page always gets put in there.
We have an extensive file on this particular grant that is kept upstairs. And because it is a grant, all that information has to be available for those who audit it at a later time. So this will go into the file with all the other monthly reports.
Right.
So if the commission will get us a copy of that front page, we'll insert it into the minutes? Is that what you're asking?
That's what I'm saying. There is an entry into the minutes because it is a grant that we are responsible for.
Certainly.
Now, and maybe we should check that because I don't remember it going into the minutes that this... Maybe it has, and I just...
Maybe it has or hasn't. I'm
makes
not
no
sure,
difference to
Ron,
me.
But I know we're putting copies of all contracts, resolutions, and orders of the commission into the minutes so that you don't have to go from the minute book over it into a drawer to find a copy of the contract. It's actually in the minutes.
There has been a...
It's been a good tool, hasn't it?
There has been an action of acceptance of his record.
Yeah.
Gentlemen, we don't have other regular county commission agendized business until 1 o'clock, but we do have BOE posted. I would entertain a motion that we recess.
We have 11 o'clock.
My mistake, we have an 11 o'clock instead of 1 o'clock, which is a Bee Creek Agreement discussion. But I would entertain a motion that we stand in recess for county commission and a motion that we go into Board of Equalization, or meet as the Board of Equalization.
So do you want a motion to go to recess?
I believe that we should do that because Board of Equalization is a separate board from County Commission.
Motion to recess until 11.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded that we go into recess as a County Commission until 11 o'clock. All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. All opposed, nay. And have you in the past, by motion, got into Board of Equalization, or is it just called to order?
We're not even sworn in yet.
I was the last chairman, so.
He is still a chairman until you guys decide what you're going to do about your membership, because normally that's done in January, and then the new session for summer BOE starts in June.
Right, and we're going to have that discussion ASAP on the board makeup, when we're going to begin. And if I'm not mistaken, that June 1st is the date that the board is sworn in. Is
first
that correct?
Monday
that you
in
said?
June.
First Monday in June. And if also I am not mistaken, what we're looking at are assessments that were in the past being prior to now, obviously, and this year, to only look at double assessments, erroneous assessments, and clerical errors. Those three are what are provided. Otherwise, the BOE can't take them up.
Right.
And that's what I'm talking about, is Board of Equalization. So what have they done in the past, gentlemen?
So I would call the BOE session to order. So you want to, wait one second. We want to pause and change. Do you want to record it differently? How do you want to do it, Donna?
Yeah, if you'll give us a split, Angie.